Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Kerry, one image from Obama's trip to Europe earlier this month seems to endure. It's a photo of the first couple of France, Nicolas Sarkozy, his wife Carla Bruni, posing with Barack and Michelle Obama. And an uncropped version of the photo put on the internet shows Sarkozy doing what?
Okay, I'm going to take a flying leap here. He's kind of patting.
No, actually, that's another photo.
Oh, that's a different photo?
There's another photo, but that's not the one we're talking about.
No.
All four of them.
Okay, all four of them.
They're all standing there.
All standing there.
And the original photo sort of cuts off at their knees, but the uncropped photo shows Sarkozy doing what? I'll give you a hint. He may have been forced to because they refused his request to give him a phone book to stand on.
He's standing on his tippy toes?
He is standing on his tippy toes. President Obama, of course, is 6'1". Michelle is 5'11", as is Ms. Bruni when she's not slumping next to her husband. And Mr. Sarkozy, well, he has really nice eyes. Have you ever noticed? The 5'6" Mr. Bruni, apparently worried about being mistaken for an at-risk child the Obamas brought to the photo op, can clearly be seen in the uncropped photo standing on his tippy toes.
Oh, that's...
And this,
terrible.
Isn't it awful? And it probably didn't help that, you know, during the visit to France, at one point Obama offered to lift Sarkozy onto his shoulders to get a view of the Mona Lisa over the heads of the tourists.
Oh, I think Sarkozy's going to have to spend more time with Medvedev.
You think so?
Also petite.
Oh, Medvedev is also tiny?
Yes, tiny.
Tiny little people. I understand Sarkozy is also considering declaring himself emperor and invading Moscow.
Little bitty great man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tom, after years of work, a team at North Carolina State University say they are closing in on a solution to one of the great scourges that plagues hospital visitors or hospital patients. What?
The food.
No, not the food. Although that's next.
Hospital patients.
Hospital patients.
Hospital patients. God, what doesn't plague hospital patients?
We've all experienced it. We all hate it.
The nurse's cold hands.
No.
The easy fix for that.
Now, we've experienced it, and the people who are walking behind us down the corridor.
Oh, those, yeah, the little...
The gown.
The little jammy gown.
They're trying to come up with a hospital gown which does not, in fact, show your backside.
Yeah.
The team's leader is Tracy Lamar. She's a textile design professor, and she's been working on a solution since November 2006.
Wow.
After more than 2 years of painstaking research... They're halfway there.
How about turning them around?
How about putting on a freaking zipper? There, solved your problem.
If we could put a man on the moon.
I know. Well, apparently the gowns aren't only embarrassing and humiliating for the patient, but they're a problem for the hospital because people keep wanting to put on more than one to cover themselves up adequately, and it leads to laundry bills. So they're trying to solve the problem. It's also, the hospital incurs costs treating the torn rotator cuffs, so people get desperately reaching behind themselves to hold it closed.
Huh. I'll bet some people enjoy it.
There is a way to do that. I figured out when I was given way too much time to prepare at one visit, and you tie all the ties before you put it on.
Oh, I see.
And you put it on like a sweatshirt. And and then the nurse is so proud of you. How did you do that?
And you beam like a schoolboy,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah. My little secret I'm happy to share here.
And then they sedate you and take it off. That's a wonderful job, Mr. Baudet. Orderly!
Hospitals are such fun places.
Kiri, the biggest science news of the week. Astronomers in Germany have made a startling new discovery about the nature of the universe. According to them, the Milky Way may actually what?
Oh, I know the answer to this one. It's delicious.
It is.
It smells like raspberries.
Better than that, Kiri, it tastes like raspberries.
Oh.
Just lick it. Try it now. The scientists were examining with their radio telescopes a giant gas cloud at the center of our galaxy, and they found traces of the compound ethyl formate, which, as I'm sure you all know, is what makes raspberries taste like raspberries.
Huh.
Good news. So if you are ever able to travel out into deep interstellar space, you can just take off your helmet, have a deep breath. It'll be just like having a fruit smoothie. Bad news, the galaxy, turns out like everything else, has added high fructose corn syrup.
I went to high school with ethyl formate, and I don't remember.
What did she taste
she
like, Roy?
She tasted a lot like raspberries, didn't she?
I didn't know her that well, but I wish I had now. She was very popular.
Now you know why.
Yeah.